This is the BBC.
All right, cats, let's creep.
Stop! Stop this madness! You sinful people. Now, Mr. Greenswade, unlace that rubber farthingale. Gird up your poor old loins and give the listeners the old posh chuckle. Give me the old posh one he's talking there. Well, go on, boy. Right, your t-shirt now.
Ladies and gentlemen, a story translated from a yet unwritten story that was found embedded on an uncooked Russian sock. We proudly present...
Oh! The fireball of Beale Street! Oh! What's become of that crispy bacon we had before the war, eh? What's become of it? So brown, so crisp, with that lovely firm layer of white fat. Oh! What's become of it, eh? Answer me! What's become of that crisp bacon we had before the war? Don't laugh, answer me! What's become...
We regret to announce the sudden death of the well-known athletic thespian and actor, Sir Jim Nasium.
Yes, in his absence we give you the fireball of Milton Street.
Mid the rolling valleys of Sussex, in the county of Somerset, lies the little Kentish village of Milton Street. Pride of Essex. Milton Street, one of the sunk ports. It was to this little village that a disturbing discovery was to come.
Mr. Cran, where you been at this time of night?
I've been for a walk.
Oh. I wish I was clever like that.
Well, good night, Echo.
Good night. 1 o'clock! 2 o'clock!
Now, what have I done with my front door key? Let me see. Trouser cupboard, wine cellar, hot water tap, butter dish, Minnie's ginger wine still. Drat it, every key but the front door. Ah, well. I've lost my key, Min. Understand it. We live in a bungalow.
Now, what's all this? What is this?
I can't get in, Min. I dropped my key out in the dark and I can't see.
Oh, well, come inside the light and have a look at it.
Thank you, Min.
Now, hurry up, Henry.
I will. Don't go back to bed, Min. I'm not in yet.
Hurry up. I don't want to wait up all night waiting for you to come home.
But don't rush me, Min. As soon as I find the key, I'll let myself in.
Okay.
right. It. I can't find it. I can't find the key.
Well, why don't you knock? I'll let you in.
All right.
Oh, who is that?
It's me, Minnie. Henry.
Henry? Haven't you got a key?
No.
Come in, buddy. You're lucky I wasn't in bed, you know.
Terrible news, Min. Terrible. The world is coming to an end.
Oh, I'd better go and get the washing in.
Min, this morning I photographed the sun and I discovered it's on fire.
Oh, the people are careless, Henry.
Yes. Cigarette. Yeah!
I saw a light in your window.
Minnie poured it out for me. Would you like one?
Ding dong, it's my bell.
Good!
Good. Dear Mr. Seagoon, Henry says the sun's on fire.
On fire? Yes. You'll always run for a joke.
No, not yet. Look, I took this photo of the sun's corona and it's smoking.
Hmm. Heavens above and saints protect us. He's right. The sun's on fire. We must tell the villagers at once. The sun's on fire. The sun's on fire! Of Milton Street. I'm sorry I had to get you out of your beds. Mr. Crun, tell them what's happened.
The sun is on fire.
Don't panic, don't panic. Keep cool, all's well. We'll face it together, chins up, no cowardice. Remain steady, chaps, but at all costs, don't panic. Remember, we're British, all together now. Land of hope and glory, mother of the free. How can we extol thee? Yes?
You silly, twisted boy.
I don't wish to know that.
Oh, Mr. Crumb, the sun is on fire, you say?
Yes.
If that is so, the process must have been a ceaseless, inconceivable rapid motion of electrons captured by nuclei, released at a million times per sec, the effect being irradiated thermal electrons captured and harnessed as units of liberated satellite electrons, the quantum of which, with the space quotient of 3.79 plus 10 to the power of 33 ergs per second, with a diathermic of 92735 to the power of x, is the parlum 3 billion thrice upon 25 million centigrade.
It's not as simple as that. Oh, dearie me, no. Now, are there any more questions?
Yes. What's become of that crispy bacon we had before the war, eh? What's become of...
Any more questions?
Yes.
As Squire of Milton Street, I think that as the sun is on fire, Ned Seagoon should go to London to tell the Queen.
To London and tell the Queen? I'd be famous. Right, I'll do it.
Right, first, it's a long, weary journey to the capital. Therefore, how about a silver collection, eh? Yeah. Come along, lad.
A silver collection. Come on now, thank you, that's it. Well done, sir. Grand, yes. And you, sir. Excellent.
No.
I'm sorry, man, if I make a mistake. That's it, the hat's full. So, Ned, there you are. Off you go to London.
Thank you. Farewell.
Brave lad. Right now, Ellington, help me count the money in this hat.
Right. A one, a two, a three, a four. Kokomo. Kokomo, 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 Kokomo. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Well, holla, hey, hey, come, come. what you told me, heard what you said. I heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't worry, my pretty, don't lose my head. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Well, holla, hey, hey, Kokomo!
Fireball of Milton Street, Part 3. Outside the Ministry of Works. Part 4. Inside the Ministry of Works.
Come in, Charlie.
Good morning. I want to see the Queen.
Oh, we all have to see the Secretary of State. I'll write you an introductory letter. Please see Ned Seagull. Yeah?
Thank you. Now, who is the Secretary of State?
I am.
Oh. Well, I have a letter for you.
Have you?
Yes.
Let me see. Will you please see Ned Seagull?
I want to see the Queen.
Oh, well, you'll have to see the Minister of the Crown.
Where's he?
Go and wait in that room there, won't
you? Right. Oh, I'm so excited. A minister of the crown, eh? I wonder what he looks like. I wonder.
His Excellence, the Right Royal Minister of the Crown.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, sir. I want to see the Queen. You see, the sun's on fire.
What?
The sun's on fire, sir.
Oh, this is the Charlie. Now, Neddy, I want you to build a rocket to take you to the sun. take a barrel of water on board, and then off you go to put out the fire.
Well, where will I get the materials to build it?
The Ministry of Works have got a lot of junk, special materials to produce.
Who'll pay for it?
Oh, the villagers, of course. Then, when the rocket comes back from the sun, we'll buy it back off you at twice the price.
Hooray! I'll save England! I'll be a hero! Come, come, I love you only! Come, hero mine!
No, I can't say it again. Come in! Yes, what do you want?
I want to know what's become of the crispy bacon!
Meantime, at Milton Street, a dissenter is at work.
People! People at Milton Street! Listen to me! Enter Blue Bottle. Strikes, orators pose, cops dirty big brick in back of nap. Put slump in pocket for later. Listen, I'm telling you, the sun is not on fire! Shut up, you! Shut up! I'm telling you, it's not on fire. I've seen it through my cardboard cutout telescope. Post 3 with every 6 box tops of filth marked the Wonder Soap.
I can't believe him!
I'm telling the truth!
I say, what's going on here?
I am here to prove that the sun is not on fire.
Curse, this little nutty goon could ruin our plan. Don't believe him, Neddy. Ask him to prove it.
Prove it!
Yes, prove it! Prove it! Prove it!
All right! Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! Shut up, you! Shut up, you! I will prove it! Stand back! Takes off shirt to show well-developed bones and spare ribs and satchel. I will climb this ladder with a piece of bread, and when I get to the top, I will hold it out to the sun. If the sun is not on fire, the bread will get toasted. Now then, who's going to hold the ladder?
Oh, you'll hold the ladder, Blue.
Thank you, Echoes. Promise you won't let go.
I promise you won't let go.
Then up I go. Springes onto ladder. Effect is ruined as trousers fall down. Short vest. No, Gildray, cover up my short vest.
Thank you.
We take up the story with Blue Bottle at the top of his 200-foot ladder.
Hey. It's a bit parky up here. Oh, silly little me, I've dropped my toasting fork. Hey, somebody down there, bring up my toasting fork. Oh, dear. What can I do now I'm waiting up here? Lady ding dong dee doo. Ding tong ee da ling ding. Oh, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, I will spin you all a riddle. Listen. When is a door not a door? Answer, when it's a jar. Not a sausage for that one. When is a horse not a horse? Answer, when it's turned into a field. Oh, well, roll on, Betty Bice. Hello? No, I'm sorry, I haven't. Silly man, have I got any rooms to let?
Here's your toasting fork.
You fool, you mind what you're doing with it? Harm can come to a young lad like that.
I'm sorry, my Blue Bottle.
Echo?
Yo?
Who's holding the bottom of the ladder?
Well, don't worry. I'm holding the... Ooh.
Here I go,
at the foot of the now fallen ladder, a fresh crisis had arrived. Seagoon is about to ask Bloodnock for the money he had collected in his hat the previous day.
I'm about to ask you for the money you collected in your hat the previous day.
Go ahead.
How was the money you collected in your hat the previous day?
What?
Gritpipe Finn wants it as first payment on the materials for building the rocket.
What? Money? I arrest you.
What for?
Resisting arrest.
I'm not resisting.
I arrest you for not resisting, then.
I'm innocent.
At your age, rubbish. I arrest you for not being in uniform.
I'm not at the services.
What? Then I arrest you for being a coward.
I'm not a coward.
I arrest you for being a hero.
I'm not a hero.
Then you're not a hero and you're not a coward. What are you?
I'm neither.
I arrest you for being a neither.
Give me the money or I'll tell about you and the scout fund.
Oh, there you are, Neddy. Dear Neddy, I was only joking, lad. I was keeping it safe for you, Neddy. You know old Dennis wouldn't do a bell.
Right. There, Moriarty, £20. Tomorrow, we start building the rocket to the sun!
Well, I'm speaking to you from the base of a Martello tower on the Pevensey Marshes. The hammering you can hear comes from a busy band of workers from the village of Milton Street. They are erecting some kind of wooden rocket tied with string on top of the tower. That is what you said, sir, isn't it?
Yes, they are having the joke. Yes, the joke. Now, Seagull, you haven't breathed a word to this BBC Charlie about it, have you?
No, sir, I haven't.
Good.
Ah, oh, Mr. Crun. Well, it looks as if the rocket's nearly ready.
Not quite. We need another layer of brown paper and string on the outside.
Yes, all right. We can't take risks.
No.
Neddy. We've just delivered the last lorry of junk, valuables, and I hope you've got the money.
Yes, £30.
Thank you. Now, when will you be taking off?
As soon as we've got the gunpowder and sulfur in the base of the rocket. That's what's going to send us up.
I'm sure it will. And, as a matter of interest, when you get to the sun, how are you going to put it up?
We're each carrying a bucket of water.
I drove. Are all your family clever?
Only the hybrids.
Touche.
Triche.
Do you come here often?
Only during the mating season. Shall we dance?
Yes.
You dance divinely.
Stop this madness, you sinful people. You must take off as soon as possible. The Sussex police have heard of the rocket, and I've got to try and stop it.
Curse, this could ruin everything. Seagoon, tell them all to speed up.
Everybody, speed up!
Oh,
the sulfur and light the old wick now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dear, oh dear. After all that work. It's sad, Moriarty, it's sad. However, let's count the money. 10, 20, 30.
Oh, dear, those poor fools.
Yes.
A wooden rocket. A wooden rocket, I ask you. Trying to put out a fire on the sun.
Yes.
They deserved to die, didn't they?
Yes, they did, Moriarty.
Oh, 25, 26 million, 28.
Moriarty, hasn't it gone dark? They couldn't have.
Help! They put out the sun!
No!
Oh, my God!
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Railington Quartet and Max Gildray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.